Woolworths and SPCA Ardmona have struck a five-year deal which should keep the fruit and vegetable processor operating at least until the end of the decade and will allow the supermarket chain to promote its generic brand as homegrown. SPC says the $70 million supply deal with Woolworths also means that it'll buy an extra 24,000 tonnes of produce from Australian farmers. And at least one federal government MP is crowing that it vindicates the government's decision to deny a funding injection for the company. Business reporter Pat McGrath has more.
Under the deal announced today, SPC's Shepparton factory will produce tinned fruit and vegetables, as well as other snack food, for Woolworths' premium house brand. John Wilson from Fruit Growers Victoria says it's good news for those farmers who've maintained contracts with SPC through years of falling quotas.
For the growers that have been delisted by SPC, there's a difficult situation. They have to find an alternate use for their land and or their crops. But for those growers that are continuing to supply, that will mean that they will get increased volumes and that will make their business more profitable and more secure, and that can only be good news for a segment of our industry as it provides us security.
Last month, the Victorian government put $22 million towards a $100 million upgrade of SPC's factory, which employs around 500 people. SPC's parent company, Coca-Cola Amatil, is paying for the rest. It came after the federal government rejected SPC's request for $25 million for the upgrade. And Victorian Liberal Senator Scott Ryan has told Sky News that he believes today's announcement shows that decision has been vindicated.
Regardless of this particular decision by Woolworths, it was the right decision for this government to make. But in particular, with the investment that Coca-Cola have put in and now this deal with Woolworths, that does go to show that these companies do have a future and they can stand on their own two feet.
Liberal MP Sharman Stone, whose seat takes in SPC's fruit-growing areas and who pushed for the federal government funding, says the deal highlights the strength of the public campaign that has emerged around SPC in recent months.
We want Australian product, Australian preserved fruit, Australian baked beans, Australian tomatoes. Then we have Woolworths saying, right, we're going to put our money where our mouth is, five-year contract, all this additional product to be locked in. And that means next to 86,000 fruit trees worth of fruit needed. That is brilliant news for us.
SPC's Managing Director Peter Kelly rejects the suggestion that today's deal demonstrates that federal funding wasn't needed.
SPC's really been responding to this consumer sentiment, which has changed remarkably. And I think Woolworths have responded to that now with us, and that's the good news story, that Woolies are offering a five-year deal, which wasn't on the table 3 months ago. That's new news, and it's great new news, and it'll be well received in the Golden Valley.
Certainly will, I'm sure. But the question is, did SPC ever need that money?
So yes, we have capital plans that we've had to put on hold, that innovations that we won't be able to do in the next 3 years. It'll have to be put off to another time, and we've missed those sales. We've missed the sales we would have made, the export sales and the domestic sales we would have made. And if that hadn't been replaced by an outpouring of support from everyday consumers for us now, we wouldn't be open.
$70 million over 5 years, is that enough to make SPC Ardmona profitable?
SPC is going to take a while to become profitable again. We certainly were in a bad shape, and we still certainly will this year remain in a bad shape. We've got to recover, and this isn't enough by itself. We have to be innovative. We have to bring new products to market, and we have to get retailers everywhere to want those new products. So I think the difference that it makes is for a large chunk of our business with the biggest retailer in the country, we have certainty over those volumes.
But what about all those growers who had to pull out hundreds of thousands of trees and burn them because there were no contracts? There was falling quotas from SPC.
Absolutely.
There was delistings. What happens with them? Have they got a prospect of getting contracts again?
Well, a lot of those trees were every grower that we had a reduced quota. So people got severe haircuts as well. And those growers are part of our grower base. So, yes, there are some that exited completely. And, we're going to have to go back to each one and see what their circumstances are. But my primary goal is to get the economics up so that the 156 we deal with are sound financially. They improve their lot financially so that they've got a reason to stay in the business forever.
That's SPC Ardmona's Managing Director Peter Kelly ending that report from our business reporter Pat McGrath.